Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and my guest for the second week in a row is Maximilian Riedel of Riedel Crystal of America. And I guess the first question I would ask you today is, Riedel glasses are very attractive. Do you design them based on aesthetics?
No, because at Riedel, it is the form which follows the function. So this is something which during the Bauhaus period, when my grandfather became active as a designer, for us, it is not about the aesthetics. It's all about the functionality. At Riedel, we fine-tune instruments. We have tools with which wine just peaks, shows at its very best. And I would like to compare this with the game of golf. You cannot play with one club 18 holes. At least this is not the goal of the game. And the same is with wine enjoyment. You have to have, for every grape variety, its own messenger.
Okay, so I see three glasses in front of us. Can you go through them individually, tell me what they're for, and tell me why they're shaped the way they're shaped?
What we have here today is the Pinot Noir glass. First of all, we have a collection on the table which is called Vinum XL. And sometimes people get upset with me and say, why do you make your glasses so big? People have to go back to the winemakers and complain because their wines become so big, and a big wine simply deserves a big glass. So we have the Pinot Noir glass, which is a glass that really enhances the fruit complexity of Pinot Noir. Pinot Noir, in general speaking, is a wine that has high acidity level, but very soft in tannins due to the thickness of the skin. And the rim diameter of this glass is quite narrow because we want to have this particular wine at the tip of our tongue to enhance the fruit and therefore balance the acidity. Next to it, we have the Shiraz glass. We also call it the Eremitage glass, which is the same grape variety, except that we are only allowed to call Shiraz from France, from Rhône, Eremitage. And this particular glass is a glass that deals with a grape variety, with the DNA of Shiraz, that simply is a smaller berry, thick-skinned, high in tannins and high in acidity. And last but not least, the biggest glass on the table. When a doctor tells you a glass a day is healthy, I would choose this glass simply because it holds about 37 ounces. And we should never forget that a bottle of wine only has 26 ounces. So if you want to win a Trivial Pursuit question, can you fit a bottle of wine into one Riedel glass? Yes, you can. But that's not the purpose, because wine is all about sharing. But this glass is the biggest glass because, generally speaking, Cabernets from the New World, such as California or simply North America, are very powerful wines, big wines, concentrated in fruit, fairly high in alcohol. You can find in Napa Valley also normal wines that have about 17% alcohol. When I started to taste wines from the early 1990s, we only had about 11 to 12%. So, of course, the glasses had to go bigger and grow to keep up with the concentration alcohol, so that when you put your nose into the glass to smell the aromas, that you are not being hit with what I call the Mike Tyson slap, which simply is the alcohol. Mm.
And what about glasses for Bordeaux, for old world wines that are really the antithesis of some of these?
The Cabernet glass is our Bordeaux glass, because generally speaking in Bordeaux you have blends. In the blends, predominantly Cabernet Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Petit Verdot. Or this particular Cabernet glass would fit all these grape varieties.
My guest has been Maximilian Riedel of Riedel Crystal of America. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.